This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness.
My name is Jane Hash, and I want to thank you for downloading this episode of Hash It Out with Jane. I apologize for keeping such a crappy production schedule this summer. It's not like I even went away on vacation or anything. My life has just been very roller coaster-like lately, with some extreme ups and downs, and I'm going to fill you in on all of the dirty details right after a message from our sponsor.
You already know that you can be making additional income by selling items on eBay, but do you know the inside secrets and tips that will allow you to achieve your maximum success? If not, you need personal instruction from eBay certified expert Robin Hyatt. Robin is one of 38 people in the world trained directly by eBay as a certified eBay education specialist. For over 10 years, Robin has coached eBay sellers, helping them generate hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales from the comfort of their own homes. She can help you too. Robin offers her affordable consultation services on site, online, or by phone 7 days a week. Act now and learn the secrets of eBay success from certified eBay business consultant Robin Hyatt. To find out more about how Robin can help you start making money on eBay, visit her website at auctionsalestraining.com. That's auctionsalestraining.com.
Okay, let's get down to business now. I don't like to dwell on negative or depressing topics, so let's get the bad news out of the way first. For the past month or so, my cat has been really sick, and last week she ended up passing away. Her name is Butterfly, and she was about 15 years old, and she dominated my household with an iron paw. It's very strange not having her here to boss me around. In 37 years, I have not gone more than 3 months without a cat. So when I'm ready, I will be a cat mom again. But until then, please do not drop off any animals on my front porch. Thank you. Moving along here, I have a complaint. Now, I don't think anybody truly enjoys using a public bathroom, but sometimes it is just a necessity. Many women who use public bathrooms choose not to sit directly on the toilet. Instead, they hover over the toilet. And I totally get it. I would do the same thing if I could, but I can't because I'm too short. 2'7", not gonna hover. Okay, I'm a dwarf. I'm a dwarf who is sick and tired of having to wipe you hover bitches, piss, shit, and blood off the toilet seat before I can use it. Seriously, it will only take a few seconds to get another handful of toilet paper and wipe your dirty business off the damn toilet. So you hover people, next time you're hovering your hoo-ha over a public toilet, when you're done, look and see if you left me a prize. Let's move on to more positive topics now. So last month, I was PMSing like a mofo, and I was slightly concerned that I might become a homicidal maniac. Then I got the most amazing package in the mail. One of my awesome fans in the UK sent me about 3 pounds of gourmet chocolate. Few things diminish homicidal tendencies like chocolate. So thank you very much, Emma, and everyone in my day-to-day life thanks you as well. In other news, apparently, people like me because recently I've been getting a lot of opportunities to share my infinite Jane wisdom. The Miami Heat Wheels professional basketball team invited me to be their guest blogger last month, and the piece I wrote for them entitled Five Simple Steps to a Healthy Lifestyle is still on their blog, and I will put a link to it on my blog so that you can read it because I know you want to. And I was also featured for the second time on the Huffington Post with a piece entitled, Are You Too Disabled to Be an Activist? Probably not. And I also had a very fun opportunity last week to give a holistic vitality lecture at the Hive Embodiment and Education Center in Elyria, Ohio. We had a lot of fun. The students who came to the lecture got an opportunity to try some of my hocus pocus and they liked it, and I plan to go back again very soon. I have another speaking engagement coming up October 12th on Public Square in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. I will be speaking at the March Against Monsanto event. I'm very excited about this because I have disliked Monsanto for many years, and I get to tell bunches of people how much I dislike them. If you do not know who Monsanto is, do yourself a favor and do some research and find out, because they could be poisoning you and your family right now. Now, here is a piece of rather surprising good news. The Hash It Out with Jane shop on Cafe Press is doing pretty awesome. I didn't think that so many people would want things with my face on them, especially underwear. I'm not so sure how I feel about it, but people are buying them, so I'm going to keep them in my shop. So hey, if you want my face on your ass, the best way to make that happen is to buy a pair of Hash It Out underwear. Because I don't think you could afford the alternative. But the shop is doing great. Thank you. Keep buying your Hash It Out merchandise and advertise. And the stuff is very nice, I admit. I bought a couple items because I wanted to make sure that there wasn't like a bunch of crap with my face on it. The merchandise is very high quality. Way to go, Cafe Press. You do an excellent job. And thank you, fans, for shopping at the Hash It Out with Jane shop on Cafe Press. If you would like to be featured on the Hash It Out with Jane blog, email me a photo of yourself enjoying your Hash It Out with Jane merchandise. Please don't send me something that is going to creep me out. I know many of you are freaks, and I appreciate that. I consider that one of your endearing qualities. But don't traumatize me, okay? Thanks. Okay, I have one last juicy bit of exciting news to share. Within about a week, I will be launching my new YouTube channel. It's going to be called the Holistic Vitality Education Channel, where I post videos on how to make a variety of simple home remedies. I'm very excited about this. It will be G-rated, family-friendly, so you don't have to hide the kids the way that you do when you're listening to this podcast, because I won't be saying cock punch or fuck or any of that kind of stuff. Okay, it's totally safe. Okay, let's recap what we have learned today. Chocolate, good. Monsanto, bad. Jane, awesome. I will be back very soon with an exciting guest and a brand new episode of Hash It Out with Jane.
We'll be right back.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjamie.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjamie@gmail.com.